What does Wendell Berry have to do with flowers? Morgan Sharp will tell you. She runs Creekside Flower Farm in Flintstone, Georgia, where she grows annual cut flowers for weddings and wholesalers. Morgan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How did flowers become your passion?
I don't know that I would say that flowers so much are my passion. My passion is more twofold. I would say that my passion is more about being a place person, and it's more about sharing beauty with people. And flowers has been a medium for allowing both of those things to happen.
Talk more about how you realized flowers were a key to that.
So I graduated from Covenant College in 2015, and I was feeling pretty placeless. I had lived abroad before coming to Chattanooga, and so I couldn't really go back to my home abroad. My parents were still living abroad. So I was kind of looking for my place in the world and in a career as well. And I was reading a poet and author, Wendell Berry, who talks a lot about being a placed person, and he talks about how digging into the land can enable you to become placed. And so I thought, okay, cool, maybe I should literally dig into the land to see if that can help me become a placed person here in Chattanooga. And so I started doing that through farming. Meanwhile, I also have always had just this rich, deep appetite for beauty in me. I actually think it's just a human need. I think male, female, it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, you need beauty. And I think that that is most satisfied through natural beauty. And so flowers were a way for me to kind of meet my need to become a placed person and to meet other people's needs as well to have beauty in their lives.
Your parents were missionaries in Nicaragua.
Yep. I grew up in high school abroad. The rest of my life I spent in the United States. I have a more global eye for beauty from living abroad. I would say that living abroad enabled me to experience and see differences as being really beautiful. And so even today, when I'm out in my field looking at my flowers, there are often kind of mutated flowers or flowers that are just a little off. And I think they're the most interesting of the bunch. Oftentimes, it's not the flowers that I sell. Those are the ones that I cut and take to my house. But I think living abroad just gave me a greater sense of breadth for what beauty can look like. I feel like my version of beauty is not as narrow as it would be if I had only lived in one place my whole life.
Describe flower farming and how that's different when most people hear the word flowers. Most people hear the word flowers, they think of something that they buy from a florist or that they grow in their own garden.
It's a great question. Most people's eyes glaze over when I say that I'm a flower farmer. I think all they think about is the flower part of farming. Flower farming is like any farming. It is dirt and sweat and soil and so many things that are potentially unpleasant, like bee stings and sun and humidity, all of it. But I love it. To me, flower farming is the outdoors. It's just getting to be outside, and I don't really care what the elements are. To me, that keeps it interesting. The variability is part of the learning curve and part of the thing that keeps me constantly engaged, because I'll never have it fully figured out. There's too many variables.
How much do you grow at any given time?
I actually did the numbers recently. My plot of land is less than half an acre, and I don't actually know how many stems of flowers I'm producing at a time off of that, but I regularly have in production about 20,000 square feet of flowers.
Which types of flowers and which are favorites?
I grow upwards of 50 different varieties, and those are things like sunflowers, mostly annual flowers. I actually don't grow sunflowers, but I grow snapdragons, zinnias, celosia, coxcomb, tons of different varieties of flowers, and they change with the season for the most part. I also grow some greenery. My biggest one right now is eucalyptus. I have a huge eucalyptus niche right now that I've been enjoying.
You have been running this flower farming business for 5 years?
Yep, that's correct.
Talk more about how the experience of running this flower farming business has deepened that inspiration from Wendell Berry that encouraged you to go into this.
Yeah. I think there's the one side that has kind of fostered my love of the natural world. So now when I drive through Chattanooga, I can recognize the juniper trees and the ginkgos and all of these pieces of nature that previously I would have driven by and thought, oh, that's beautiful, but now I can name it. And I think that's one thing that I've learned from Wendell Berry, is that to be able to name something is to be able to kind of hold a piece of it. So that's kind of the one side. And the other side, much more tangibly perhaps, is running a business forces you in front of people. And I am a natural introvert. So being in front of people is not my favorite place to be, but it has enabled me to meet people and talk with people that I would never have naturally met or talked to And I think in that regard, it's allowed me to become placed because I kind of have this role of being a business owner as well in Chattanooga. And I get phone calls from random people and emails, and I love it. I love that people are reaching out to me or wanting a piece of the farm, you know, through flowers. Those are kind of two aspects of how that inspiration has unfolded.
And how would you say your sense of place, your journey to your sense of place, has been affected by the past year and a half of the pandemic?
I watched as the pandemic unfolded, people moved outside in a way that they needed. And I think it almost affirmed my belief that we need beauty and natural beauty is the best way to go. I watched people become kind of ravenous gardeners, you know, like everybody started a home garden. This past year, for the first time ever, I did a dahlia tuber sale. Dahlia tubers produce dahlia plants, which are these gorgeous, massive flowers. And I think I sold over like 2,000 dahlia tubers this past year. It was my first time ever doing it. And I was shipping them across the nation. I was shipping them to Maine and to Oregon and to California. And it was just cool because I thought, this little piece of my farm is going all over. It's allowing somebody else to experience beauty in their garden. I think the pandemic definitely shook my sense of place, but it also kind of reestablished it in a new way.
Recentered it?
Perhaps, yeah. Or just maybe added to it.
And what's next?
Ooh, I would love to expand. I would love to potentially own some land at some point in time. The land market right now is astronomical and it's a high barrier to entry. But at some point, I would love to own probably 5 to 10 acres. I don't think I'll ever have more than 2 acres in production. I hope to always be the one farming. I never really want to be the bookkeeper and the one that's just doing the business side. To me, the real life-giving part of it is to farm, and I don't think I could do that if I went past 2 acres. But I'd love to expand. I'd love to have greenhouses. I'd love to extend my season. I would love to offer ways of having people onto my farm on a regular basis, whether that's through some sort of membership program. I have no idea. Those are just kind of dreams that I'd like to unfold as time passes.
Are there flowers? Are there plants that you've thought about for the farm but just haven't gotten to yet?
Oh, absolutely. Perennials, pretty much the whole perennial world I've stayed away from because they're a very expensive investment. Perennials are the flowers that stay in the ground year-round and they come back from year to year. And oftentimes they take several years to establish. So something like a peony, you buy the bare root of the peony and you plant it in the ground and then you actually wait 3 years before you get full production out of a peony plant. So I've never really gotten into the world of perennials because I don't own my land, and so I'd like to wait till I own land before I really make big investments like that.
In the meantime, if people want more information, where can they go online?
CreeksideFlowerFarm.com, and I send out a monthly newsletter of just kind of farm happenings and things that have intrigued me or happened at the farm or will be happening at the farm over the next month or so.
All right. Morgan, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.